8:32, so we'll call the meeting to order and the roll call. I'm Mike Jensen and I am indeed here.
Justin Cutler here.
Linda Johnston here.
Linda Smith here.
Ann Gaywood here.
All right, everyone's here. Let's do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I was teasing. I was teasing Ken about that at the swearing-in ceremony. That can the city spend a little money on the 7-foot black flag?
Well, maybe when they get their new offices.
They're all going to be amazed.
Call
Greg Walden and get one over the Capitol.
Yes,
yeah.
With the
purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg, can you?
Yeah, I don't have
Paul
part.
Okay, so next agenda item is adding agenda items, and I would like to add a couple of things. One is... I'd like to just tell you about some conversations I had with by email with Rick and Ken about Joseph's application, and then also about the Hilux Car Club. We need to add that to the agenda as well.
Oh, good. Okay.
And anyhow, does anyone else, let's see, do we have the survey we do on there? We've got the application, we've got the reporting form, so I think we're good. Any other agenda items that we need to add?
So those will go after number 8.
That's fine. Yeah. It may actually come up before that, but we'll see. All right. Then we need to approve the minutes. And does anyone? I have one correction that I noticed. Justine's name was spelled incorrectly.
Okay.
Justine was absent, but we didn't know where Justin was.
And you didn't vote. And we needed you, Justin. And you weren't here.
What do you mean you needed me?
At the last meeting last week.
What for?
No, we need you to get it in here.
Right.
So we just tabled everything and now it's all yours.
She's teasing you. Just kick them to the floor. Any adjustments to the minutes?
Besides yours?
Besides the respelling of Mr. Keller's name. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
So moved.
All right, second?
I second.
Discussion? We're all in favor?
Aye.
We're all in favor.
I'll abstain.
Okay, good choice.
Justine?
Justine,
there you go, Patty. All right, moving right along. Review of proposed application. For your information last week, Justin, I think I sent this out to everyone on email. We went through a couple of things. One, we did some wordsmithing on the application. We changed it from narrative to description. And we also did some just wordsmithing on the application as well. So
I like the addition of the marketing. That was a good idea.
Okay.
So I think that's the whole point of the TRT money is to market it, is to market these activities and to help produce the event. So I think it's really key that we call that out.
We just think that there needs to be a higher level of accountability.
Yeah.
Right.
Not only, you know, and that's why we added the reporting piece as well,
yeah,
too. So
that's good.
Well, we can't leave out the projects either, like your permanent toilet,
right,
and the rodeo grounds. We donated corrals or something, as long as they were a permanent.
Right.
Yeah, and it has to be something that's going to last at least 10 years.
Right.
so.
Okay, so before I ask for a vote approving the application.
Go ahead.
I would just like to discuss the recording form as well.
Okay.
But go ahead if you have a question.
Well, on the application, and I know this is just a, well, this will be final when we approve it, correct? Just some formatting up here, where the name of the contact person, contact phone number, contact email, you know, that might be formatted a little bit across the line.
Good.
And then I mentioned that template as page 3 of the application, the budget document template. And then where we have the City of Lapine Tourism on page 2, we need to fix those dates there so that this one will be consistent with this, the
yes.
application description, because in the second paragraph it says March 1st, 2010 at 5 p.m.
Okay.
So that needs to be corrected. And also in the next paragraph where you say the Tourism Committee will then make a recommendation to the City of Lapine for the, it says 2010-2011 budget year.
Mm-hmm.
That should be 11-12. And then last paragraph on that page refers to contact the Lapine City mm-hmm. Clerk, Luana. That needs to be fixed. Probably be Patty.
You are so good.
And we appreciate this, Linda.
That's great.
Well, I mean,
it's those little things.
It's those little things that you want to
for instance,
be correct.
My little thing is, and it may be just my printer, but in printing this,
well, I didn't get this
I need to scooch it up so you get the whole thing.
Is that a technical
thing? That's a construction term, actually.
Okay.
It'll work here.
I thought that was skitch.
Skosh. Well, that's they're different things.
I know they are.
Yeah.
Stosh is a cooking trick. All right. Well, I will, because we are on a timeline.
We want to get it out.
Once we go through, if we can get this approved tonight, I will make these.
You can approve what changes.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
I will make these changes and then. Shoot them to Patty, who I think then you will shoot
them
to Kathy.
Get them on the website and the paper.
Yeah. It all stops as soon as you get out of here. All right, so good eyes on those folks. Let's talk about the recording form. Now, is this the second one?
This is the second one, but I want a better word in there.
Where
did you get this one?
I just know.
I got this here.
You
want this one.
Okay.
Because I added, because Mike had a real good suggestion. Please itemize how much you spent. And I want a description of what they spent it on and how much.
Okay.
So this doesn't make any sense. So can you fix that one up too, Linda?
What do we want to say there? So instead of amount of tourism grant spent.
Yes, please itemize. And then what do I want to say? Describe and list amounts. Please itemize, describe event and amounts spent.
Well,
you just put itemize, description, and amounts.
Yeah.
I need to say please.
I don't.
Yeah, itemize, description,
and
amounts.
And I wouldn't do the colon. I would just do itemize,
description,
and
amounts. Okay, that's so heavy. Yeah. Thank you.
We'll need to work on the alignment of these.
Yes.
Of these lines, obviously. Move when over to with. You know. Will you be holding this event project again? Maybe we could have circle yes or no and then date or something like that.
I think this should go out with the application so they can see the full package.
Yeah. And then do we want to also attach this? I mean, this references the survey. Do we want to attach the survey and ask that they do a sample?
We need to talk about that because I think that the survey involves some investment of money that probably needs to be approved by the council. So,
I mean, you wouldn't expect the groups to do it.
Well,
I mean, would it be just them making photocopies of a survey and then having volunteers for their ticket individual?
I'll be honest with you. I would like to think that they would be all for it.
Right.
But I know how it goes with these events.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're running on a shoestring budget.
And yeah, it's a matter of time and it's a matter of effort.
You get down to crunch time and everyone's running around with their hair on fire. So,
oh, yeah.
But these could go to the people asking for the grant, and they could use this or a brief rendition of this. But they should fill out a survey. See, Highlights is all set up. They know everybody that sets foot over there and how far they're coming
right,
and where they're staying. But they only have like 200 people
right.
coming.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And then the other extreme is Frontier Days is all but impossible.
And rodeo, people don't want to stop. They want to go drink beer and watch the Cowboys.
Yes, that's exactly it.
What if we... And again, I don't want you to slap me when I say this because I'm very close to you.
But you can kick him. Okay.
I don't disagree that it's hard to try and get them done. But what if we asked each group receiving funds to return, I don't know, just up to an arbitrary number, 25 surveys. And
okay.
As a requirement, you know, and submit them with their reporting form. Now, I know it's a tough thing to organize, but I'm wondering if we provided an incentive to do that, and I don't know if we have the right to provide an incentive, like, you know, I don't know.
10 points for next year's application.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
That's,
no matter how bad it is.
I mean, because that's what, I mean, if you didn't fill out the report, well, we won't give you any points
that's
for next year's application.
Well, and see, Frontier Days is a little different because those vendors are there still for 3 solid days, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they can start, maybe the vendors, as part of, could you have Frontier Days to get a better idea of where people are coming from? Because when they're not busy, maybe they do have conversations. I mean, that's how
They have conversations, and I have no objection to, say, polling them or maybe having some things at the merchandise booth and the volunteers at the merchandise booth. If they realize someone that is obviously from out of town, they, you know, because they're asking questions like where's that,
yeah.
Then maybe those are the ones they say, well, would you mind filling out a questionnaire or ask a few questions?
Yeah, but it might even be simpler if we just, our concern is there are people coming from out of town to our events.
Mm-hmm.
So we could just ask one simple question. What is your zip code?
Well, and that's, people are used to that because they do marketing surveys in stores all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly. So if
part of my objection was the length of a survey.
Yeah. So maybe we pick out, you know, what are the 3 key questions out of this survey that we want to know? I think one is zip code. One would be, did you, in coming to this event, did you spend the night in a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
And two would be, did you purchase any meals while you were in town? You know, those are 3 questions.
What was the approximate amount of money you spent?
Yeah. You know,
and I'm wondering if you know, you don't play your cards right, you couldn't get, like, maybe the Cub Scouts or the Boy
right.
Scouts or the Girl Scouts or the, you know, Campfire Girls or the, you know, all those kids you see out there trying to wash your car. Or,
if I get an intern, I'll have them do it for everybody. You know, I'll have them
well,
one
you know,
at the rodeo, one
yeah.
day at the Frontier Days.
But don't you think the event... I mean, not that Anna needs another job, but somebody on the Frontier Days could kind of give a guesstimate as this.
I think that's too much to ask for. I think that...
No, just one person to summarize the whole thing.
Well, you know, that's probably not bad. I mean, but I think that the...
You mean after the event is over? Yeah, they can sit down at Frontier Days at one of their meetings and say...
But it's more valid if we have actual data.
Okay,
that somebody's walking around
yeah.
and saying, hey,
yeah,
where,
yeah.
what's your zip code?
See, a zip code would be even easier for a rodeo because they could say, here's your change, what's your zip code?
Exactly. Here's your ticket, what's your zip code? Here's your ticket, what's your zip code? Here's
yeah.
your ticket, what's your zip code?
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, and the rodeo would be very easy to do that because...
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all volunteer. There's two or three people in each ticket booth and two of them on board.
And I think that if we could get some volunteers, we could certainly get them circulating around Frontier Days, you know, a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, that
we can have,
maybe we can ask the guys.
This is more the most logical.
I mean, maybe we ask one person out front, one person, maybe the gal who does the art thing. They always have their booth manned.
We may be able to
set we're not doing the art show this year.
Set up something with, the FBLA kids or something like that. Get a hold of Steve Parnell and have his...
Now, something like that where the kids could represent themselves. They could be
have a t-shirt on.
Well, there have to be some type of reward for them to do that. So we'd have to cough up some dough, or somebody'd have to cough up.
But the chamber would be supporting them.
The chamber
supports them, and they get a free booth at Frontier Days.
That's a good idea. I can talk to Steve about.
Maybe they can get some extra credits for helping us at the rodeo or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a thought.
Okay. Well, we've got some ideas.
Because these things are really valid.
But I think brevity is going to be key.
Yeah, I agree.
People see the whole page in front of them and say,
I'll fill this out later, or I'm not going to do that right now.
But some clubs could.
Yeah, High Lakes absolutely could.
Well, yeah. All right, so let's do this. Why don't we... include it as a suggestion that those organizations who return 25 completed surveys would get an extra 10 points on their application for next year.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a brief one?
I'm talking about three questions. Where did you come from? Did you stay overnight? How much money did you lose?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because if they stay in a hotel, then we know how much they spent. If they, if they come from out of town, then we know the marketing worked. And then we can do like a zip code analysis. Mm-hmm. And then if they spent any money, that's just good to know. You know, then we can.
So, did you eat in town or go to any of the stores?
Right.
Okay.
So, is everybody good with that?
I'm fine with those three questions.
I like those three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll include that. I will include that in the description. And then
motel or RV park.
Yeah, motel or RV park,
campground.
Aunt's house.
Yeah.
I will include that in the description. And reference to
and the food, the eating food would also include the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Or buy more because they had to get a chair, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, I'll just throw it in here. I'll probably put it under like the reporting bullet and make it a sub-bullet or something like that. All right, very good. Now,
so do we want to do this? Do we want to do the how many this part here? How many miles? Or do we want to take these two questions out and just have?
Now, this is your follow up.
You're going to put your 25 completed surveys with this, basically, when you hand it in.
So,
as how
then
I see
our questions
it.
Would be redundant. I mean, because here we're asking how many out of area tourists.
Well, you're taking the compilation of your 25. Well,
so here's the deal.
Yeah.
If the rodeo turns in 25, if we take these out, we're just going to know that 25 people came to the rodeo for nothing. But if we actually ask them to estimate.
Well, they have their zip codes checked off.
They'd have the zip codes checked out. They're going to, I mean, I think it's a start.
Right.
And we can change this.
So here we are, how many out of area tourists attended this event or will be benefit from this project? We didn't please estimate.
Yeah, maybe we need to make that clear.
That seems
pretty clear. Please estimate how many out of area.
Yes. Please estimate.
Based on your survey.
You've got this form on.
Yeah, but I'm not a clerical person, but I can go back
to
estimate how many out of area.
You're
telling me not to use please.
Yeah, so just put estimate.
Estimate, yeah.
And then on the other, estimate how many out of areas you're spent at least one night.
Based on your survey and...
Okay. Pretty good.
Thanks.
Now, if you want to talk about this survey, or do we... I think the survey is okay. Well, let's do this then. Let's take it around the table and see if we're all good with the application that we have just torn apart and thrown back together.
So the application being page 1, 2, 3, and then this is a follow-up.
Right, and there is another page that is a budget example.
Yeah.
So page 1, of course, is the
application. Page 1 is the description.
Is the description.
We put page numbers on these.
Yeah. Page 1 is the description. Page 2, then, would be the application form.
3 is this.
Is the yeah.
4 is the reporting form.
Follow-up form.
And then 5 would be the...
survey.
The survey.
Sample
or no, the no. I'm going to put the sample questions in.
So, aren't we going to give them the state regulations?
The budget.
Are we going to give them a copy of this as a handout with it, the regulations, the state regs, so they can review those?
We can do that as well.
You said 6 is the budget.
Yes.
So the budget template that.
Because we tell them it's on page 3.
Yeah, you
can change that.
Yeah, but so just mark that you need to change that onto page 6. So, yeah.
Poor Mike.
Well, I know, but you don't want to confuse everybody, you know.
I'm just glad I have a copy of the document.
Okay. Is everyone good with that approach? Is everyone good with the application, the description, the reporting form?
And then after this is going to be, the survey is going to be after this, or you're going to put the survey in the description?
I'm going to list them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 is the description.
Mm-hmm. Right.
2 is the app.
Yeah.
3 is the, what is
it?
Criteria and information.
Do you also have a sample of what you want the ad to say for this?
The ad?
Yeah. What we post.
Oh, no.
That should be relatively simple. Just City of La Pines now taking applications for TRT.
Just use last year's. Change the
dates. Yeah.
Okay, so page 4 is the reporting form.
Yeah. So are you going to leave this sentence in? Oh, sorry.
5 is the
survey.
Budget.
Budget.
And then 6 is the regs.
Pick up, please. Okay.
The survey is actually in here.
Well, then you have to delete. You have to delete that if you're not going to.
Yeah, we have please attach the survey.
Yes,
we'll take that.
Okay.
5 is the budgets.
Linda will take that out.
Well, are we going to say... No. We're not going to say anything? What about the little 25 samples?
That's going to go in the description.
It's going to go in the description with those 3 survey questions.
We can just say attach your 25... Questions.
Questionnaires.
Yeah.
Where are the how do they get the questionnaires? Is that going to be part of the packet?
They can write it up. I'm just.
Justin, stop.
It's going to be on the front page.
We're kind of running it, aren't
we? No, we're not. We're organized. Do I have a motion to approve the application and paperwork as we have discussed?
As we have discussed.
With the changes we discussed.
Okay.
I second.
Second. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Aye, 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 aye. All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Good job, guys.
Highlights.
Highlights. We here's, to the best of my knowledge, here's what happened last year with Homelands. Originally, they submitted an application asking for money in the current fiscal year. They were said, we can't do that. It has to be for after July 1st. It was resubmitted on April 19th and never got to the committee. And
we all forgot.
Well, it would not have problem have been submitted then after the cutoff date. But you were that you were going to be okay with that because of the problem?
From what I understand, Randy talked to Art and Art said resubmit it, blah, 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 blah.
So probably because it was after the date, it just fell through the cracks.
Well, and we didn't bring it up again. And we said, oh, yeah, we'll redo it for this next year, thinking it's next year when it was really appropriate for what we were approving. So it just sat.
Well, whatever happened, it fell through the cracks.
Yeah, it did.
And he's requesting $2,800. So we need to discuss a couple of things. Number one, is what he's requesting valid? And if so, you know, how much should he give? Number two, what is our approach for recommending funding for this group? Because we need to let him know PDQ, because he's got an event in 4 months.
So this is the application for the fiscal year that we are in right
yes,
now.
Yes, for his event this year.
So we could conceivably approve it, approve whatever part of it.
Well,
I want to see what.
I don't think we can because we've already spent the money.
Gotcha.
Maybe we need to come to the
2% fund for part of that. Maybe just to ask
and
the
we can't
guys.
Do that without council approval.
No, we have to ask
so,
council.
Let's take a look at, you guys don't have, I'll just read through it. The application talks about spending $500 on advertising, which includes $275 for flyers and mailers, $260 for an ad in Cruisin' magazine, and $100 on radio. Now, I'm pretty good with flyers and mailers, although I'll be honest with you, I would like to know how they're going
yes.
to get flyers and mailers outside the 50-mile
right.
radius.
And he'll have that answer for you.
Okay. The radio, I want to know
yep.
what radio station
yep.
is going to get us outside of 50
yep.
miles.
And he knows that too.
Okay. So, the ad in Cruisin' magazine, I think I'm good with that. It probably covers
statewide or whatever.
Yeah,
maybe.
Whatever. So, next item on the agenda, 100 goodie bags at $3.50, 100 dash plaques at $1 for $100, 100 t-shirts at $10.50 for $1,050, 2 jackets at $150 a pop for $300, and $500 in trophy plaques. Now, I had a conversation with Art about this today, because I wanted to get clear in my mind, you know, what we needed to do. And he referenced that basically all of this stuff pretty much needs to have some type of reference to
Lapine. Absolutely.
So,
yep. We're all clear on that.
The bottom line is, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't know why they don't just change their name to the Lapine Car Club Show.
Lapine High Lakes Car Club or something.
Or, yes,
like that.
Because then that goes on everything.
Well, I have objection to this, the trophy plaques, for one thing, because they actively solicit sponsors for all their trophies, and as far as I know, they have sponsors for all their trophies. So they're
okay.
The cost of their trophies should be covered.
Yeah, we have to find that out. You're absolutely right. And all of this stuff, if they're giving it away, did someone else pay for it? Are we paying for everything? It's the same thing as the
same thing.
We've always asked them, you know, if this is giveaway, then it's advertising.
Yeah. Well, but then also, it goes back to what you were saying is it's a finite group of people. It's 200 people. What percentage of those people are within the 50 miles? You know, how many are actual car club members and how many came from wherever?
And he will know.
Because you're not going to, they're going to have 100 t-shirts and 50 of them go to people in Lapine. We can't pay for those.
Okay.
So anyway, with the, now the jackets are trophies. The two big jackets for $150 are actual trophies. So I'd want that clarified as well, as if they're sponsored somehow. And then also, those jackets could conceivably go to somebody right here in Lapine.
Right.
But they wear them at other events.
That's true. They do go to, yeah. That's
okay,
a good point.
I would like the committee's approval to contact Randy and
absolutely.
And ask him about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
He has it all on a spreadsheet.
Okay. So, well, I actually want to see examples. Mm-hmm. I want to see, bring me a goodie bag. Bring me a t-shirt. Bring me a blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, because, you know, I'm not from Missouri, but I want you to show me. The other thing that we need to discuss is, it's apparent to me that we are going to need to recommend to the council that they be funded for X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we're at on that. But, at some point in time, and it needs to happen probably sooner rather than later, do we agree that that's the appropriate procedure? That once we get the answers back, and once we decide on how much we think
we're going to
should
get
be funded,
mm-hmm. Then you start doing
then
it.
Then we need to get to the city council and say, here's what happened. And I'll give Ken a heads up tomorrow, and I'll talk to, I mean, I'll just shoot everybody, all the council people an email and just say, hey, here's what happened. But we're going to need to go to the council and say, okay, here's something that was missed. We need X amount of dollars.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just say, no, thank you. In which case, from what I understood, Randy probably won't do it this year. That's what he told me last week.
Mm-hmm. Do the event, mm-hmm. if he doesn't get the money.
Yep.
Well,
that's just silly.
My question, kind of.
Sorry, that's. They make an amount of money on the event, which is okay. I'm not, and they should.
And again, I don't know how much.
But they, because there's a fair amount of entry fee.
But see, they took it on the cuff last year because we turned him down because he was 3 days short of being able to apply, which he didn't know the year before because that was when they changed the date.
Yeah.
And it didn't occur to them when they did all this that now they could go.
But you
know, I really do think that when you're running an operation like that, whether it's an event or a business or whatever, you need to hold yourself accountable for when
things
are due. Yeah. And I mean, he showed up last week thinking we were going to be talking about applications, and he was wondering why he hadn't received any money because his treasurer said he didn't get a check. Well, I'm sorry. If I'm running an event that needs that money that badly, I'm going to show up to the city council meeting or the last TRT meeting or whatever and say, how much did I get approved for?
Is this the application that was submitted late last year?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually both of them. There's stamps on
both of them.
Both. There's a February 22nd.
Well, so it was on time, and we rejected it.
Okay.
And then he said, well, why don't I just make it for next year? And we're all nodding, good. And then it was dropped because
apparently it was brought in and it was received, but it never got to the committee.
Yeah. Okay. But he didn't follow up on that. He didn't follow up to see if he got an answer, yay or nay.
No.
Okay.
No, but he was told it would be processed. He took that.
But he said process, not meaning, I mean, it would go through the process, mm-hmm. but not necessarily meaning that it would be approved. listed.
And I
right.
think some of that may stem from the fact that applicants aren't informed at all what maybe has been approved. I know Frontier Days wasn't, but I attributed that to being part because it was part of the chamber. So I don't know if something has been was sent out saying this is the recommendations of the committee and this amount was approved by the city, and you know, if you have any questions, please contact something.
You're probably right. I mean, that should have gone from the visitor center out to the people under that umbrella. But I also, does the city send out a formal notification?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. That's something that we're not allowed to do. It's something that the council needs to direct the city staff to do.
But we may make a recommendation to the council that, you know, we're bringing before you 10 applications. If not all are approved, then we need to notify those people who aren't approved.
Yes. So let's make that a part of our recommendation to the council this year.
Because I don't think people have no real sense of when they should hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of I don't know how long should I wait if I don't hear from you in 3 months, or you know, do I call? There's no real sense of that. Even in all the papers we're giving them, other than we tell them, you know, when it needs to be in, we don't give them anything else.
Yeah, but I also think that they need to own some of that responsibility. And
you need to ask questions, yeah.
Right.
Well, the group just started with two people, Linda Stevenson, myself, and Gina.
Mm-hmm.
And then Art came, and I mean, it's kind of evolving. Mm-hmm. So, and we only had two or three applicants. It wasn't until last year we had a lot. So, I mean, we just kind of have to tidy this all up.
Yeah, so every year you're going to come up with something different. But there's not that many applicants, and we're still a small enough town. I think we can send out something that says, I'm sorry, we didn't. And then people are going to want to know why. So maybe they need to tweak their application. Maybe there's something they need to do.
Well, that's
the interview.
Yeah.
As soon as we get the apps in, we're going to call these folks.
See, we would have called him back if this was this year's app.
And
we would have whoever is appointed by Mike to call each and, we'll need this, we'll need this, and we'll need that to bring to the interview. And then if we still have questions, they still have to provide us with more information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just the thing, my question would be is, what are we going to consider tourism promotion?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't know if they're trying to draw a correlation between increased tourism and some gentleman wearing a shirt that says Lapine, Oregon on it.
Because he wears it all over to other events.
And people are going to come to Lapine because they see a guy wearing
it's
a shirt.
Advertising for Lapine.
It's advertising. There's no guarantee on any advertising.
I know we have a rodeo and that we have a carb group and we've got Frontier Days and
the goodie bags.
We've always funded it before, so I guess we.
But that doesn't mean we have to fund it again. Just because we've already done something doesn't mean we have to do it again. I want us to think about, like, what are we going to consider tourism promotion? Is it hard advertising? Is it, you know, magazines, publications, mm-hmm. AAA, Sunset? You know, is it reaching outside of the 50-mile area, or is it prizes, trophies that are going to sit in people's houses, mm-hmm. dash plaques that are going to get thrown away probably because they're made of paper, and T-shirts that are going to be worn occasionally to car shows with Lapine, Oregon on it. Is that a good investment? I don't doubt that the ad in Cruisin' magazine and the radio mm-hmm. ads. That's a good investment. That makes sense. You know, and how the chamber cobbles together all the events and then does mass advertising for everybody. That makes sense. But to pay for trophies, goodie bags, and other things, I mean, does that make sense from a tourism promotion standpoint?
Yeah, I really.
And are we getting the most value? Because it seems like that should be something that should be. The burden should be paid for by the person that's attending the event. But I mean, we need to have a conversation, I think, as a committee, as to what is tourism promotion and what isn't.
And is the 100 shirts are they printing 300 shirts and they're giving away 100 of them, or
maybe it's part
because
of
we shouldn't. I know. As far as Frontier Days, we didn't ask. We asked for some money for t-shirts, but not for all the t-shirts we bought.
Apparently, we
took like a percentage, like 20% of them, we could say are probably going out of town, but not all the shirts.
Looks like, you know, they are selling shirts and hats as well.
But maybe those go with the people that come down and bring their cars and pay an entry fee so they get a t-shirt that says Lafine.
I don't have a lot of heartache over t-shirts that are given away. As long as they advertise a plan. Mm-hmm. I do have some heartache over dash plaques, bib bags, maybe even trophy plaques and jackets. I'm not sure that that's the best bang for the buck from a promoting tourism perspective.
Yeah. And getting people, our goal is to get people heads in beds. It is.
So I think you make a very good point. And we did talk about this a little bit last year, but I think we have to discuss it on a case-by-case basis. Because we talked about the same thing, you know, was it Frontier Days or somebody came and wanted a money for a scholarship or money for a sash or money for...
Yeah, it was rodeo.
They wanted money for the rodeo queen.
Okay.
As long as it said... But we didn't feed the horse, remember? We didn't pay for feed for the horse, and there was some other stuff, too.
But the rodeo queen does go to rodeos out of the area.
Yeah.
So I could almost, now if I'm, you know, now I'm on the other side of the fence,
I could
see where a percentage of that cost could be picked up by the TRT.
Yeah, there's the event, stuff. I mean, this is an event cost, and by simply having the event, you're bringing people to town. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. I mean, so I guess I would be I'd rather pay for the band, the insurance, the porta potties. I'd rather pay for those items because that adds value to the event and it kind of enhanced it kind of. But I don't know. I guess
I don't think
then we were splitting hairs.
Yeah, I don't think we'd pay for the porta potties. We might be able to pay for the band, but again, you know, unless the band has Lapine tattooed on their forehead.
Right.
I don't know if that qualifies either. I'm going to send him an email and follow up with a phone call and just say, I need this back. If you want money, you need to get answers for me back PDQ.
But see, the one thing that may be with High Lakes is they come from all over the state. He might have a bigger percentage that comes from out of the area.
Well, and he should have that. I'd like to know those numbers.
He's got a big spreadsheet that says where they stay and everything else. So,
Well, here I would propose that what we do is let me contact him, and I'll ask him to get this back to me within a week or so. And then we will discuss this at our next meeting and decide where to go.
Okay.
Do you want a motion to table?
We have to consider the fact if there's only $2,500 in the fund, we're not going to give the $2,800, or we can't recommend to the city $2,800. I mean, it's obviously the ball got dropped.
I mean,
we should give them something, but we can't give them the whole amount.
The ball got dropped, but I don't even know last year that we would have approved at $2,800.
Yeah.
I don't know that we need to table the application because
it's in progress.
It's in progress. I really wanted to just have a discussion about it.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that is. The last item is Joseph's application. Justin, for your information, last week we received Joseph's application.
Did you get a copy of that?
You have
the article.
Should have been. Yeah.
You have the
article?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we have to talk about a couple of things. One, do we feel like Joseph is someone we would want to recommend to the council? And the sidebar conversation that I had a little bit today with Ken and also over email with Ken and Rick is, and I told him, I said, in the past, applicants for the committee have been interviewed by the council.
And I told Ken, I said, I think that if that's what the council wants to do, that's fine and dandy. I don't necessarily know that it's the best use of their time. He agreed with me and said, no, I don't think we need to be doing that either, but we didn't. We just kind of talked about it casually. So, and I haven't heard anything back from Rick. So, Joseph's application is in limbo. But I guess I would like your opinion on two things. One, is Joseph someone we would like to recommend to the city council? And two, what is the procedure which we think we should use for approving a member and bringing them on board? I think that given the new city council's kind of all business approach, that it should be okay for a committee to interview someone like we did last mm-hmm. week, and then with a majority vote to approve, we should have the authority to bring them on our committee. We're going to have to be given that authority by the city council, but we can make that recommendation.
I think another option would be to make all committee approvals subject to consent agenda, and then if the council has an issue with a committee appointment, then they're able to remove that person. Mm-hmm. You know, I think because I would agree that you know it should be we should have the autonomy to be able to interview people, but it is we're doing the city council's business on their behalf as representatives that they selected based on criteria that the council is the direction that the council would like to go in. So I think the council needs to have the authority to be able to dictate who they believe should be directing that direction. So I think we could recommend that maybe they allow us to interview and make recommendation, and then it becomes a consent agenda, a consent yeah. item, as opposed to them having to formally move it through the process.
I agree. The other thing that we need to talk about is that according to the original specifications, each one of us as a member is really kind of supposed to be in a certain block seat.
Right.
You know, one from the chamber, one from a Lapine resident, one from a tourism industry, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know where we all end up. And I think I end up as a chamber member. Yep. You could probably qualify as a tourism expert.
I'm in the city.
You're in the city, and I don't know where everybody. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to sort that out as well, and we can do that, but we kind of need some direction from the council as to what they want to do. So.
And there was a part in a resolution that specifically set that out.
Mm. I know.
So we need So we probably need. Maybe that isn't something we need to do right now because we're kind of in a crunch for this others, but we do need to tidy that thing up too.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I'd love to have another member on board, that'd be great. I mean, I'd like to get us up to 7. Mm-hmm. I also want to make sure that we're setting the right precedent
exactly.
and making sure that we're doing things right. And let's be honest, we're doing fine right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're all on the same sheet of music, and I mean, even after we heard Joseph's life story for 25 minutes last week, we still got done by 6:35 or something.
Very
diplomatic.
Yes, you were very proud of you.
I have moving right along. I have some concern as far as the number of people that come on a board, having tried to be on a board with numerous people, and 5 is a very workable number. 5 people can put their heads together and really come. We've seen what we can do. I think you get more than 5, and Sprinter Days has 7 members, and I'm always grateful when 2 of them don't show up. It just adds to it.
The city resolution establishing this committee requires 7.
They actually require 7.
They do. Now,
we did it with 2 for a long time.
I know.
We can always go back and say, hey, can we just stick with 5? That being said, then, you know, I don't disagree with you. I think the more you get, the longer the meetings end up, and the more everyone feels like they need to just chime in their own opinion or whatever, even if it's just an agreement. But we knock out a chamber board meeting in usually an hour, hour and a half with nine. We ran long last time because we had elections, but normally we do like an hour, 15, hour and a half, the longest, I think.
That's good for you.
I'm here to tell you, trying to get everybody together for working planning sessions like herding cats. So why don't we do this? Let me ask you, what is your thought about the candidate that we talk with?
I'd like to wait. Mm-hmm. I appreciate Joseph's enthusiasm. I think he's a sweet young man. I just kind of like to wait, and if we're going to appoint anybody, even Linda Reed or anybody, I'd like it to be someone that's real familiar with what goes on in the town and maybe the possibility of the city and possibilities of things, put the direction we're going. And
don't disagree, because I would like to see whether it comes out of just a kind of a recommendation from this committee, and I've talked to most of the council about it. I think we all agree we'd love to see a little bit of urban renewal and urban regrowth around the city, and I think that there are some ways that can be done that maybe we can work on, and it would be a whole lot easier to do that with a smaller group who really know the community
and the vision. And
yes, and I think it's helpful to have the variety of experience that we have at this table, whether it's from business or education or Parks and Rec, or you're in business as well. You've been in business here and doing tourism stuff, and I think that it's just good. It's a good mix. We've got a good mix right now. Let's do this. How do you feel?
I would agree with Linda. I would like to wait on that. I think we probably encouraged him a little bit too much, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, if we don't have to do anything with it right now.
Well, here's the thing. Also, if we bring him on board without another one on board,
that was my concern. Then
we've got an even number.
Yeah.
We could, not that I think it would happen with the five of us, but we could end up deadlocked 3-3,
and that
doesn't do anything.
Yeah, and like she said, there were two other people who could be interested, did you say? Maybe, put the three applications together and then select from the three, the two.
Or just keep asking for some volunteers and maybe address it later on down the road.
What are your thoughts?
I agree with Linda as well. I like the idea of waiting. I like the idea of getting a couple of other applications in front of us so that we can
mm-hmm.
make an informed decision instead of really just taking the first one that comes along. He seemed like a very nice young man,
mm-hmm.
very enthusiastic, but I also agree about someone that really gets the vision of the community, and you're not going to get that in a year. I mean, even Justin's learning, all the time about, and we've, just sort of immersed him in what we think our vision is. So,
I concur.
Okay. Then here's what I would like to propose, that the position of the committee is it will hold the application on file,
mm-hmm.
And that we would prefer to bring on two members to keep an odd amount of team, just to avoid the possibility of a split vote. That being said, I'm going to have a conversation with Ken and perhaps ask him to talk to the council, or you know, we'll figure out how we're going to do that, about how, what should be the process by which we bring on new members. Have any of the planning commission or anything like that, have they had any other members join or anything like that?
No, in fact, they're down to three.
All right.
Recruiting hard, and we need two city residents. That's the problem.
Mm. Okay. So that's a scoop. I mean, that's kind of where I think we're at.
I like being able to have choices.
And I really, according, now where they got the resolution and why they said they have to be this, and this, I'd kind of like to know where that came from. And I understand why they want somebody that owns one of the hotels here,
mm-hmm.
or motels, or RV parks, or, you know, that's why I've got Justin fills that, kind of, because he's parks mm-hmm. and recs.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, so well, that's where we'll slot you. But, I mean, we really do need to get someone from a restaurant, and we've tried. We've really tried.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I spent years in the restaurant business, and, you know, I worked nights most of the time. And when I didn't, the last thing I wanted to do was
go to
the
you're doing a 6 a.m. breakfast.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is go to
what about night. That lady who owns, who franchises McDonald's?
Well, she would be good, or I was thinking about maybe Bob Keller with the Snowmobile Association, the Legend mm-hmm. of the Dodgers.
Brian Earls.
Or Brian would be good, Brian mm-hmm. Earls. We've got some people here who, if we feel like we're just really struggling and we need to get there. I haven't received any guidance from the council that they're concerned about. I mean, if the planning commission only has three, I'd be a whole lot more worried about them than than us, because we're really
fine.
Working like a pretty good mm-hmm. fine-tuned machine right now. So, all right, well, very good. Good discussion. Let's see, any other comments? We don't have any public here, so.
What happened, now that we're talking about members, when I first joined, what was it, Lupita? Is that her name?
Lupita,
yeah. And then she wasn't coming to the meeting, so has she been dismissed then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she was dismissed, and she was informed about it, and then she came and asked, I think Patty or Rick or someone about it, and they said, well, contact Mike Jensen, and I never heard anything.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
been months and months and months.
Yeah,
months
but she was told that there was a problem with her not being in the meeting.
So right.
And that's why
she
needed to talk.
There
to
was
you.
A big problem, and so that's just kind of how that ended up. So, motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
All right, second. All right, everybody,
what? Hey, no,
what
about us? Know when the next meeting is?
Oh, good point. Yes.